The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Excuse me. Sorry. Today is Monday, March 23rd, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, if you're watching the show, don't forget that you can leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And of course, you can find me on all those stations as well by searching Larry Steinhaus. Just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Hey, I want to say good morning to a couple of people who just came online. We got Mick and Tom and Larry Feldman. Hey, thanks, Larry. Totally appreciate it. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name will not show up on my dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page, like it, and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about Taiwan and Biden. We'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to be talking about small business confidence. We're going to be talking about Netflix layoffs, wars and tech stocks, and the fact that 401ks are down right now. All right, let's get into it right now and see what's going on here. All right, are we there yet? Is the recession here yet? Come on now. Is it time for me to use my food storage reserve and plant crops? Oh my goodness. Oh man, it's really getting crazy. The market went into a really bad lands on Friday when the S&P crossed over into bear market territory when it went below 38.37. Everyone thought it was the end, but then the market recovered a bit at the close. Actually, it was about even. It really appeared that many of the money managers are not sure what to do, and the fear, you know, it's kind of crazy. The fear is like something that they don't know what to do, and then they fear something here, then they fear something there, and they don't know where to put their money. And when you have government-backed bonds paying 9.6%, it's kind of a good place to hide out while the market decides. So the market has closed down 8 weeks in a row now, and so far it's just gotten started. We do have a final set of important earnings this week with Zoom today, Best Buy, and Toll Brothers tomorrow. Also coming up, we have Macy's, Dell, Dollar Tree, and others. The earnings report of these companies are going to have guidance that's, I don't know, they're going to be talking about lower sales due to increased chance of recession. And of course, that's going to make all the stocks go down further and, of course, bring the whole market down with it. But at the same time, it may also already be factored in, so it might not be as bad, but I don't think these earnings reports are going to be good. We also have the jobless report on Thursday, and although I hope that Biden filed for unemployment, it's likely that that didn't happen. I'm still seeing companies struggling to get employees. However, I really expect that to change quickly and probably by the end of the year. The transition is coming, and it's going to get ugly. All right, let's get back to the market. I still see many of the stocks underpriced. However, it may take a while before they recover. There are many long-term plays here, and I will get into some of them at the end of the show. Stock options are definitely going to keep you guessing as the VIX is still about 30, and that's rough. One of the big losers on Friday was Ross Stores. This was interesting. You know, when I look at the chart for Ross Stores, it actually starts to prove my theory of where the market is going, and that's back to 2018 numbers. Ross is now trading at about 72, and the fact that it's trading at about 72 brings it right back to where I said it would be, which is the 2018, 2019 numbers. And that's a problem, because that means that it's actually going to prove my theory that we're going back to those numbers. All right. The new normal basically is going to become the old normal with that. And today, by the way, the futures looked really, really good when I arrived at the studio. And it looks really good now. We're going to get that in a minute, but don't be fooled. It's still a very scary market. All right, let's take a look at these futures right now. We got the Dow is up 279. We've got the S&P up 38, and we got the NASDAQ up 94. All right, a couple of people have joined us online. I want to say hello. It looks like we got Peter and Lewis and Robin and John and Rob, and of course Linda, my wife. Thank you so much for watching. I always appreciate it. All right, let's talk about Taiwan and Biden. All right, the other day I posted a question on Facebook, and the question was, what will Biden screw up next? Well, just 3 days later, we have the answer. Unbelievable. During Braindead's presidency, we have seen so many mistakes and blunders that some of you are wondering, is it planned or can this guy be really this stupid? Well, if you hire a cabinet made of people who qualify because they are black, Hispanic, gay, transgender, instead of hiring people because they're qualified for the job, whether they are black, Hispanic, gay, transgender, white, normal for that matter, you get a bunch of unqualified children running a country that needs strong leadership at the helm. So here's the answer to the burning question. What will Biden screw up next? Well, early this morning at a joint press conference with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, he was asked whether the U.S. will be prepared to defend Taiwan if attacked, and Biden said, yes. Well, Biden, your mouth and lack of action in Russia goaded Putin right in, and look where that got you. I guess we will now have a shortage of chips, cars, and other goods made in Taiwan as China and also China in the next 6 months or so. Unbelievable. I still believe that the president of China, Xi Jinping, is anxiously awaiting to see how the invasion of Ukraine goes. From here, he's going to be gaining the military intelligence from sanctions and money flowing from the United States. He will wait a few more months before he makes his move. Pretty obvious, right? So here we have it, folks. The liberals who said Trump was going to start World War III. What kind of off? Biden is going to be the one to start World War III, and in a few short years, we here in the United States will have higher unemployment and deflation will start. It'll be 2008 again, but with a different feel, and we'll have wars sparking up all over the place. It reminds me of the Bible verse from Matthew, right? You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Ugh. Nations will rise again, and the kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of birth pangs. And listen, if you really want to see something really eye-opening, read more about the book of Matthew. It's amazing what's happening right now. All right, you'll be in on the predictions. By the way, the market was up pre-market about 300 points right before he said this, and then it went down, and then it went back up. So you know why he went back up? Because the government basically backpedaled on what he said. We'll get into that in a little while. All right, real quick, a couple of people who joined us online to say hi. We got Mark and Jill. Thanks so much. Oh, actually, we got Jill tomorrow. If you're watching the show tomorrow, Jill Gordon is being interviewed tomorrow on the show. So if you're watching that tomorrow, you'll be very happy to see. That's a really good interview. So make sure you take a look at that, and you'll see it. It's awesome. All right, let's get into the small business confidence. Clearly, as you can probably guess, small business owners are starting to get a little bit or maybe a bit nervous about their future. It's definitely something to be expected with inflation, supply chain issues, and the current difficulty in finding employees. In a survey conducted by the Wall Street Journal, 57% of small business owners expect economic conditions to worsen in the next year, which is up from 42% in April and equal to the all-time low recorded in April 2020. All-time low recorded in April 2020. So that means they feel it is going to be as bad as it did in April 2020. Anybody remember what happened during that time? Yep, the government shut down all businesses. Now think about this analogy. These small business owners are afraid of the Biden administration as they were afraid of COVID. So yes, the current pandemic in the United States is Biden 20. So put on your masks and get vaccinated from this administration and vote in November like your business, your freedom, and your life depends on it, because it clearly does. All right, let's talk about Netflix layoffs. Well, it's certainly appropriate for this story to end this segment of today's show. Apparently, Netflix has let go about 150 employees in an effort to reduce expenses. The staff reductions, which were expected, come less than a month after Netflix reported its first subscriber loss in a decade and forecast future loss in the next quarter. Shares of the company are down more than 70% since January, and I gotta tell you, I still think it's very funny that Netflix is trying to crack down on password sharing. By the way, that was the thing that put Netflix on the map. It made them a household name, was the password sharing. Anyway, the other issue, of course, is the ability to to cancel your membership or put it on hold, and this means you can cancel any time and pick up the service when a good movie or series starts back up. So if you're not watching it, cancel it, and turn it back on when you're ready. Both are very silly business models. They are, of course, threatened by other movie subscription services that are popping up everywhere, and companies like Google, Amazon, and Apple make their stake in this arena. Forget World War III. Soon it's going to be an actual war between Apple, Google, and Amazon, and I'll bet Tesla will be selling the weapons. All right, let's take a break here, and when we come back, I'm going to be discussing how many people were counting on their 401ks and are disappointed. We'll also be discussing what's going on in the stock market, and we'll have some great picks, and we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. So you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask your one burning question to the stock options sultan, the master of picks and plays. Call today for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited, so what are you waiting for? Call in today or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money. Hit the share button now, hit that like button now, and let me know you enjoy the show. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and of course, I'll try to respond to them. All right, so far today's show, we've been discussing the futures update, and right now, it looks like the Dow is up 283, the S&P is up 38, and the NASDAQ is up 94. All right, we also talked about Taiwan, and I don't know, President Biden is going to take us to war in China now. I mean, unbelievable. We talked about the fact that small business confidence is low, and we talked about the fact that Netflix is laying people off. All right? And coming up, we're going to be talking about war and tech stocks, and of course, the fact that 401ks are down. And then we'll be talking about today's picks and plays. Come on, did you guys hit that like button yet? Come on, Jill, hit that like button. Mark and Rob and John, hit that like button. Hit that share button. Let everyone know that what great stuff is coming up. And don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. All right, before we start the second half, are you ready for the financial downturn or is it going to be a recession? Who knows? Well, if you want to survive through it, you could order my new book. Go to barnesandnoble.com and pre-order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus, and I promise you're going to learn something. There are chapters in this book about how to make more money and chapters how to pay less taxes. Learn from me as I give you an overview of my favorite lessons and hacks that I've learned about money. Order Money Hacks today wherever you buy fine books. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about war and tech stocks. So as we have more wars forming in the world, it is possible that tech companies will benefit from these wars. We saw how Netflix and other streaming services benefited from the scamdemic because everyone was staying home. Obviously, this is going to be different, and we'll soon see that cybersecurity will become an issue for companies and other countries. Of course, it's already an issue. However, it's going to get deeper. You know, in the beginning of the Ukraine war, we heard stories of both Ukraine and Russia being hacked. And of course, don't forget that Hillary Clinton claimed that Russia got Trump elected. By the way, is she in jail for that yet? Anyway, the tech companies that have had the most resources and have the biggest collection of data on people are, of course, right? They're, of course, Meta, Google, Amazon, and Apple. These companies will no doubtly be on the forefront of cybersecurity to protect the data and profile of their users and customers. You know, and just use it to close down Republican accounts, of course, but that's fine. All right, some of you may not know that the whole Amazon story and how they became the giant they really are. Amazon was a bookstore. That's all it was. I don't know if you guys remember. That's all it was. It was just a bookstore. It was an online bookstore, and it was designed to compete with Barnes & Noble and the other brick-and-mortar bookstores. Amazon quickly realized that they could sell other products using the same technologies, right? So, well, as that grew, the company needed more computer space, so they built these gigantic computer data centers. They didn't need anywhere near the space they built, so they rented that computer space to other companies, and that's how Amazon Web Services, or AWS, was born. You know, to me, it's very obvious that these tech companies will have to create web security division. I mean, they already do, but a really, really big web security division. And when they perfect it, it'll be a service that they will sell. Watch for it in the next 1 or 2 years, with Amazon and Google giving about, with a 21-to-1 split in July, these companies are going to become great companies to invest in. I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to be in my 6 favorite stocks, both Amazon and Google, when they're trading at about 110, 120. It's going to be a great place for us to invest in. All right, real quick, let's talk about 401ks. By the way, I'm going to tell you that one of my favorite suggestions to give any employee, if you're working for a company who has a 401k plan, fund it. Absolutely put money away to it. Many employers will match a portion of your investment, and even if they don't, fund it anyway. And in most cases, the fund will grow tax-deferred, and in some cases, it might even grow tax-free, depending on how it's set up. Most of these funds give you a selection of funds, most of these 401ks anyways, give you a selection of funds to invest your money into. Some of these funds are various risks, and what happened was, you know, most of the high-risk funds are considerably down from last year. This is making many up-and-coming retirees a bit nervous. The interesting part of these funds is that most new workers have picked the most aggressive funds, and now they're seeing some heavy losses in their portfolio. So many millennials, they thought the stock market was going to go up forever, so they put all these aggressive funds, but most of them don't even know how to change the investment fund to slow down the decline. Listen, I remember about 25 years ago, I sold products for a large insurance company, and I would recommend the clients use the mixed strategy of high, medium, and low funds just to balance it off. I can imagine that the growth in the past decade, even through the scamdemic, was too much. It was too much to not be sucked into the momentum of the market. And this would give you, of course, FOMO, or otherwise known as the fear of missing out. So many went into the higher risks, and now they regret it. If this has happened to you and you're young, don't do a thing. Just keep contributing and stop looking at your statements. If you're older and you could see your retirement on the horizon, it might be time for a different strategy. And if you plan to retire this year from your 401k, well, you might be in trouble. But if you're, by the way, if you're a small business and you don't have a 401k plan, you should start one. It's one of my favorite tax techniques that I teach in my book and investor schooling. I'm serious. You absolutely should start a 401k if you have a small business. So many reasons for it. And obviously, we talk about that all the time at Investor Schooling, and I also talk about it in my book. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to be discussing the current futures. We're going to be talking about great picks and plays for today, and I will see you back in a minute. Hi, I'm Larry Sinus, and I've written a book called Money Hacks. The subtitle to this book is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong, and I promise you there are things you think about money that are wrong. There are chapters in this book that I think you will find absolutely fascinating, and some of them are, what is money anyway? Can money buy happiness? I'll bet you don't know the answer to that question. The truth about credit scores, how you can actually use credit cards to rebuild your credit. I also have chapters on being your own bank, how to buy houses with an IRA, and how to invest with other people's money. There are so many other chapters. There are 22 total chapters in this book, and I promise you're gonna learn how to make more money and pay less taxes when you buy this book. My name is Larry Sinus. The name of the book is Money Hacks. You can get this book wherever fine books are sold, and you can go to barnesandnoble.com right now and pre-order it. I hope that you will enjoy it. Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. By the way, we're having a book launch on June 1st. And if you wanted to go to the book launch, we're going to be doing dinner. I'm going to be going through some things in the book that would really make, actually, it'd be really great because you learn a lot from what we're going to be going through in the book. But if you want to, go to moneyhacksbook.com, moneyhacksbook.com, and you can register now for $27. $27 and even includes meal. So moneyhacksbook.com. And by the way, the jacket I'll be wearing is definitely going to be that same jacket as in the commercial, and it matches the book. All right. So far, of course, we've been discussing the futures update, and right now the Dow is, looks like it's up 267, the S&P is up 34, and the NASDAQ is up 74. We talked about Taiwan and how Biden's going to start World War III. The guy, he's such a fool. You got to watch this guy talk. I think we would protect Taiwan. I mean, I was watching an interview this morning. I just can't believe that they don't, just put the guy in the basement already. Anyway, all right, we talked about small business confidence and how businesses are getting worried that they're not going to make any money, and it's as bad as it was in the pandemic. We talked about Netflix laying off people. We talked about wars in tech stocks, so it might actually be a good play to play in tech stocks right now. And, of course, we talked about the fact that 401ks are down. That's amazing. All right, coming up, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button yet? Come on, hit that like button, hit that share button. Let everyone know what great stocks are coming by sharing this information. And of course, you could share it on your page or on groups that you feel will benefit. Listen, if you're in a group, share it in your group. Just hit that share button, go to groups at the top, scroll down, pick a couple of groups to share it in, and let everybody know about the great stock plays that will be coming up, and also about how they can laugh and learn about politics and all these great companies all at the same time. And don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this station and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, let's get into it here. All right, we know that Biden this morning threatened China. Unbelievable. And as expected, the White House had to make clarifications to avoid causing China to get angry. The futures, by the way, they dropped. They dropped a lot when the announcement was made of Biden's blunder. I don't know if you guys caught it. Most of you were asleep, but of course I was watching it this morning. And the futures quickly returned when this so-called clarification was announced. Hey, Pelosi, like I said, can you put this guy back in the basement? Look, feed him kibble and give him water and dress him up for a photo op every once in a while, but please stop him from speaking. I don't know. To some, Trump used to be obnoxious when he spoke, but this guy just shows how dumb he really is every time he speaks. Unreal. Getting back to the market, like, stocks are beginning to hit the 2018 to 2019 levels, as I mentioned before. Listen, anything that had a high run-up in the past 2 years should return to the 2018-2019 levels. I just hope that my CCL and AAL do the same thing, because they got to go the opposite direction. But take a look at many of your stocks. Many of the stocks right now are hitting the 2018-2019 levels. And I'll be interested. It's interesting because when you see that, you actually know where they're going. And you can feel it, you can predict it. We're going to have, as I said before, we're probably going to have the 28,000 level for the Dow. All right. By the way, I'm really hoping, like I said before, my AAL and my CCL go back because that'll make me very happy. And I'm still waiting, by the way, a price of 170 for Facebook. I do like Apple here, but if my theory of the return of stock prices hold out, Apple may return to the highs of 70 or 80. Whew. Oh, wow. All right. By the way, everything has been down 8 weeks. It's been 8 weeks losing in the S&P and the Dow, and this is apparently the longest losing streak since 1923. I gotta say, I am so impressed that Biden just keeps breaking more records. Statistically speaking, it should be a good week, but who knows? And when I say statistically speaking, I mean if we're gonna have 8 bad weeks in a row, it may be time for a good week to happen. I don't know, though. But we do have the middle of next month to end the dead zone period, and that should bring stocks back up in about 2 weeks. However, until then, I'm going to have to white-knuckle it with my travel place. It's scary. All right, let's take a final look at the futures and maybe get a handle on the market for today. Right now, the Dow is up 292, the S&P is up 35, and the NASDAQ is up 70. Woo! All right. I see Bill finally joined us. He says he's late, but he's here for a good morning. Oh, Jill left me a really nice review on my book. She said, it's an amazing book. I learned so much, and I started applying the suggestions already. So go to moneyhacksbook.com, and you can go to the premiere. the launch. All right, let's talk about crypto. So Bitcoin is above the 30,000 mark again, and Ethereum is about 2,050. I'm really curious to see where these go when the stock market and housing market settle down. But by the way, I really feel sorry, and you guys should feel sorry for these people too. You really should feel sorry for the Lamborghini dealers. You know, they're not going to get their orders from the hundreds of millennials who invested $500 in a new crypto expecting it to go to the moon. It's just not going to happen. So you're going to see Lamborghini dealers all closing now. Let's talk about gold and silver. Look, gold and silver are moving up again, and I believe they are still cheap here. And I've been saying this for a long time now. I still like silver the best because of its potential, and it's more likely to double from 22 to 44 than gold doubling from 1850 to 3700 in the same time period. So I'm a big believer in buying silver. I like it. I think silver is a really good price at 22. I think you just buy it, buy the bars, whatever, you know, put it in a safe deposit box in the bank or wherever you want to put it. I don't care. Bury it in your backyard, but put it somewhere where it's safe and have the physical metal because you may need it one day to trade for milk. All right, let's talk about the Treasury bond. The Treasury bond rate is holding at about 2.8%. I do expect it to go higher, but right now, let's just cross our fingers because, you know, if it starts to go higher too fast, too soon, then the market tanks from it going higher, although I believe 3.5% will probably be the new normal. All right, the barrel price of oil is now 111, right around 111, but I still think Memorial Day weekend is a factor here. Look, we always get a bump in oil prices this time of year because of Memorial Day, so that's probably what's going on, so it's probably going to settle back down. I don't think it's a big deal, but, I mean, look, the oil prices at this price are ridiculous, but I don't think it's going to be going up much more. By the way, I want to remind you that tomorrow is Interview Tuesday, and we have a great guest for you. We have Jill Robbins-Gordon tomorrow, and she's going to be talking about getting healthy. So make sure you listen to tomorrow's interview, and that's at the second half of the show tomorrow on Tuesday. We do our regular show, and then right after that, we go right into the interview show, and it's going to be a great interview for tomorrow. Hey, and don't forget, order my new book. And also, don't forget to sign up for the Money Hacks event. Come on now. It's going to be great. Go to moneyhackslive.com, moneyhackslive.com, and you could definitely sign up there, and you could be there, and you could pre-order the book on Barnes & Noble. I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and I want to thank you for your continued support. And by the way, if you're enjoying the show, look me up. Reach out. Look me up. Let me know what you think of the show. Look me up on Facebook. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now. I'm the CEO of Investor Schooling. And don't forget, if you want to come to Investor Schooling, go to investorschooling.com, investorschooling.com. And you're going to take a great class this Thursday night. Oh, and you know what? I think we have another event on Wednesday, but I'll tell you about that tomorrow. All right. Again, my name is Larry Steinhaus. And I want you guys to have a profitable day.